You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of minutes after 7 here on the Dom and Jeremy show, where we'll have a mind bender in half an hour. That'll roll your way at about 7:30. And then at 8 o'clock this morning, it is No Filter Friday, which we love. So we've got all that coming up here in just a little bit. I didn't ask you, before we get into our topic here, what are you doing this weekend? Are you doing anything fun around the Padgett household?
No? We are, but I don't want to talk about it.
Why not? We talk about everything.
I don't want the emails. I don't want people writing me and waggling their finger at me.
Are you doing something that you shouldn't be doing? You can talk about it.
On the surface, yes, but underneath it's fine. We're going to do something with another couple this weekend in the neighborhood at a house. It's fine. It's just one other couple.
I see.
But, you know, you're supposed to socially distant, not be away, and I don't want the emails. But
yeah, but you guys haven't been socially distancing at all, so.
Oh, that's crazy talk. We totally have. No, we totally have.
Okay, see?
Yeah, don't email me, please. And it's going to be fine because the people we're hanging with have been vaccinated and things like that, so we feel very comfortable.
No, that doesn't mean
with
anything.
What we're doing, so.
I mean, truly, that doesn't mean anything. They don't know. They have. There's no evidence about whether or not that could stop them from passing it along.
Sure, but I think the confidence level would be a little higher. Also, someone in the family's already had it, so they've got the antibodies, and that was a few months ago. And
you
so
really
we'll see.
Shouldn't have talked about that. Why did you?
See,
let
I
me
told
talk
you. I told you.
Why did you let me talk you into
it's
it?
It's gonna be fine, though. We're fine.
Yeah, we're gonna run an errand this weekend. I have to say this quickly. It's kind of funny because Gretch has belonged to a gym for quite a while, but hasn't been able to go, obviously, for the last year. And I just discovered the other day that she is still paying monthly for it.
That row.
And over the last year, it has come to, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks. And I'm like, what?
What? They didn't freeze that?
I said, we are going to go on a little field trip. She says, yeah. She goes, you have to go in order to like cancel it or do whatever. You can't do it over the phone. And I was like, well, guess where we're going?
marching in there.
It's like the same as like taking.
Can't that be a phone call?
That's what I just said. She said that they can't do it over the phone. You have to go
in. Oh, okay. I had zoned out for a second.
So it's one of those things where it's the equivalent of taking two $100 bills and getting a cigarette lighter and just
lighting them up.
Lighting them up and watching them burn. And listen, and disclaimer, I feel horrible for people in that industry. I do. But at the same time, she's not going in and using the equipment. I mean,
it
doesn't make sense to $20 every month or whatever to just throw the money away.
Well, you guys be careful going into that gym where everybody's sweating and the particles are flying and.
Don't try to. You're the bad guy. So anyway.
Right.
That's
good
our
luck.
Big plans. Here's a question for you. This is a little food for thought for listeners. Because we briefly touched on this off the air yesterday, but we wanted it to spill over onto the airwaves today. Simple question. Who is better to give advice? Someone who's been in a long-term relationship or someone who's been through several breakups? Who would be a better source of advice when it comes to relationships? Let's say you've got two friends. One of them has been married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Married. Let's say they married their high school sweetheart. And at like age 21, they got married and now they're 50 and they're still married. They obviously have, ridden some waves and stuff, but they might be able to tell you the secret to
a
long-lasting
life. Yeah, you can make it last.
Or would it be better to get relationship advice from someone who has been divorced?
Right. That's a brain twister there, isn't it?
So now
there's pros and cons to both of them.
Jeremy and I come at this from different sides because Jeremy has been in a long-term relationship since he was in his early 20s.
We'll be hitting 20 years pretty soon here, yes. 20 years
together. So since you were like 22 years old or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when you guys started dating or whatever?
Yeah.
So from 22 to whatever. Whereas I'm divorced and I, even when I was single for all those years,
You were dating a lot. And
dating, you know, different people and stuff like that. So on one hand, people say, well, Jeremy knows the answer because he's done this. And other people would say, well, Dom knows the answer because he's seen the trials and tribulations. Which one carries more weight?
I would think overall the one that carries the more weight would have to be somebody who has been with someone for multiple years. Doesn't that carry the more weight? Because you found someone, success, you made it work, it has lasted for decades. All signs point to you're doing something right. So I'm going to take advice from them. Versus you're just looking at the other person who's been maybe divorced a couple times, been through multiple relationships, mm-hmm. and you look at them saying they are not successful at finding the one, the perfect one, and sticking with somebody. I don't want their advice. Or yet you could look at that person and say, and look at everything they've done and be like, I don't want to do what that person has done. So essentially you are getting advice from them. You're just seeing and hearing the things that you don't want to do.
See, I'm going to go the opposite way because I look at it almost like a general in a war. Do I want the advice of the general who's had the same cushy job sitting at the Pentagon for 30 years, or do I want advice from the one who's been out on the lines getting shot and taken back and fixed up and then back out again into another battle, and then somebody who's been through another? In other words, do I want somebody who's been out there in the various battles, or do I want the one who's been sitting at the same cushy desk the whole time?
The desk,
that's the
man.
Way I interpret
the
it.
The one in battle sounds like they're a mess.
They've been through battle.
They've been through hell. I don't want to be through hell.
Well,
I want to be in an air-conditioned office.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily have that in your control. Like if you're talking to somebody who's, let's say somebody who's 35 years old and they're looking for relationship advice.
Okay.
It's real easy for someone to say, well, first of all, you get in a time machine and you go back to when you're 19 and you find the right person and you just settle down. Well, I can't go through a time machine.
I can't do that. Yeah.
I am now out in the real world.
But can't you just say you can take bits and pieces of what has worked for you? I mean, you can't go back to the time machine, but you can give them advice on, you know, how to navigate arguments and how to deal with compromise and all that. And maybe somebody that's been in the 30-year relationship is way better at all that because you've been doing it for long. Longer.
Listen, I'm not saying I know the answer here, but what I'm guessing is it's like if people in the business world, again, I want to talk to the people who have started businesses and the businesses have failed, and then they started another business and it might have failed, but then they started the third one and it takes
and suddenly
they're Elon Musk.
Sure, sometimes it does take a while.
I want to talk to the people who have worked in businesses that have failed. Because I think they learn. You learn more from failure than you do from success. And I do believe that.
Sure.
Not necessarily talking about in relationships, but like in the business world.
Well, then let's flip it. So you're a hiring manager. You get two resumes on your desk. Mm-hmm. You've got one who's been in the industry for 25 years. They have longevity. They stayed at the same job for 25 years.
Right.
Second resume, you got a guy that's job hopped about 14 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a year here, a year there, taking mm-hmm. time off, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Which one are you going to want to go with?
Then I'm going to go with the first one, but at
the
same
longevity.
Time, I agree. But I'm also thinking that if somebody has been in 14 failed relationships,
mm-hmm.
nobody is taking their advice. There's a difference between being divorced
sure. well, even
and being
five
divorced
or six,
14
I guess.
Times.
Five or six even.
Yeah.
This gives me a headache.
Hey, listen, if you've got thoughts.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking this morning about this question. Who's a better person to give advice on relationships? Someone who's been in one long-term relationship for decades or someone who's been through the battles, who's been through several breakups? We're hearing from all sorts of people on social media, but Raina's on the phone. Raina, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your thought on that?
I would listen to the married couple only
yeah.
because, well, I would want someone to listen to me. And I've been with my husband since for a long time.
Yeah.
You don't need to go into
Your secret? What's your secret then?
We did everything we could to ruin it already.
That's pretty
you should
good.
Probably just leave it at
that's
that, Raina.
You've
you know?
Screwed up, but you managed to make it work many times.
We already tried to ruin it, and we couldn't. Oh, that's funny.
You are funny.
We got together, we were young, and you know, we were on and off for a long time, and
all right. So you have, but you've kind of been through the battles.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to run. You. Thanks for being on the show, Raina. Congratulations to you, and thanks for calling
us,
okay?
Give him a squeeze, all right?
Yeah, we appreciate you.
That's so funny,
hey,
isn't
you
it?
Know, she's pretty honest, too.
That's right.
Know?
She's been through those battles, too, I guess.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, you look at couples who have been together 20, 30 years, and people think, oh, they must get along every single day. No, you got your own battles.
Hells no, you don't.